This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This evening, Gimel Cheshvan is the yard site of one of the greatest luminaries of our generation and of the last century, Hagoyin Maran Rav Avadya Yosef Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. We've spoken many times over the years on the yard site about the great shvachim of Maran Rav Avadya in terms of his dedication to disseminating the Dvar Halacha, Yabia Omer Yichav Adas, in terms of his elevating the Jewish people by establishing a network of yeshivas for the Bnei Sfarad, his unparalleled Harbatzas HaTorah through the length and breadth of the land of Israel, traveling by car, by helicopter, to bring the Dvar Hashem to every single Jew. He was unique in the sense that a Gadol B'Yisrael of his caliber went down to teach Torah to every individual Jew, no matter what level they were on. And Rabbi Avadya bemoaned the phenomenon that sometimes Talmidei Chachamim are so focused on their own learning and study, and they're not giving it over to others. And Rabbi Avadya would say the only reason the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Torah to somebody is im lamadata Torah harbe al tachzik toiva la'atzmecha. You can't keep it to yourself. On this occasion, I want to bring out how Rabbi Avadya afilu b'misasoi, he continues to teach halacha with his matseva. I've had this chus many times to be at Rabbi Avadya's kever. In the Sefer Avelos v'Ta'ameha, he brings from Chazon Avadya a few halachos about how to write a matseva. First of all, he brings from Chazon Avadya Aleph, Tof Nun Beis, Ein laharbois b'shvachim b'ksiva sha'al ha-matseva. Do not excessively write accolades. You should not write praises that are not befitting of the Niftar. Rav Avadya taught, if the Niftar was a Bal Yisurim, and the Yaakov Yosef, he brings that if the Niftar experienced Yisurim before his Misa, it's good to write on the Matseva that the person was Meduka Bi Yisurim. And that's from Chazon Avadya Aleph Tafnon Zayin. Furthermore, Rabbi Avadya taught that if the Nifter wrote Svarim B'chayav, you should write on the Matseva, because even if there's one good thing in their Sefer, it's a Zechus B'Olam Ha'Elyon. These were various halachas that Rabbi Avadya taught regarding the proper Nusach of a Matseva. And lo and behold, if you go to the Matseva Rabbi Avadya Yosef, he was mekayim these guidelines, because the Nusach of the Matseva of Rabbi Avadya, Peinun Poinitman, Rabban Shal Kol Bnei Agoyla, Hameduka B'Yisurim, who was crushed with Yisurim. Now, we have a tradition from the Gra, the Chafetz Chaim brings it, that without Yisurim, Loi Matzino Yadeinu V'Ragleinu Ba'olam Ha'emes, in the Yeshiva Shamala, that Yisurim are needed to be elevated in the Shamayim. And therefore, it's always advisable, and this is something the Stipler writes, that when a person pushes himself in learning to fight off tiredness or laziness or hunger, so they're inflicting and afflicting themselves, and that negates the need for Shamayim to do so, and it brings a person such bracha and elevation. But Rabbi Avadya had it written on his matseva that he was meduka b'yisurim. Maran HaRishon LeTzion Rabbi Avadya Yosef, Ben Rabbi Yaakov v'Georgia, the Nifter on Gimel Cheshvan, Tavshinayin Dalet, Mechaber Hasvarim, Yabia Oimer, Yechavedas, Chazon Avadya, Liv Yaschein, Taharas Abayis, Ma'ar Yisrael, Halichos Olam, Tabas Hamelach, Anafetz Avois, Va'oid, Tia Nishmasai, Tzura B'Tzarachayim. And that's the Nusach of Rabbi Avadya's Matseva. So the Matseva of Rabbi Avadya continues to teach Halacha, that is the proper nusach of the matseva. Zechusai yagen aleinu va'al kol Yisrael. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.